Okay. So last time we went through some of the different possibilities of the relationship between counting the days and counting the weeks. We saw that the Rambam said that there's only one mitzvah, it's one integrated mitzvah. His proof is that there's only one bracha, and he explains about the line in the Gemara of Abaye of mitzvah mimne yomne, mitzvah mimne shvuah, is these are two aspects of the mitzvah, not that they're two separate mitzvot. And we said, therefore, for the Zeichel HaMikdash, it must be that he thinks that if you posit that you should only count the days and not the weeks, that's because you've created a completely new mitzvah, which has nothing to do with the original mitzvah. And that's it, understand it. Rabbi Yerucham and the Sfar Emet both think it's two separate mitzvot. They take mitzvah lemimne yomei, mitzvah lemimne shvuei seriously, and then they split on whether the days are independent and the weeks are dependent on the Omer, or vice versa. And we saw that then. So Rabbeinu Yerucham says the days are independent, and that's why they still apply, the weeks not. And the Sfar Emet had said the opposite, right? So that is what we had seen. Right, and the Sfar Emet said the opposite, right? The counting weeks is geared towards Shavuot and is independent, and the days are not. We noted that was a bit complicated. We noted that Ibn Rucham goes even farther, hey Noah, and says that in fact there are two brachot. Right, the Rambam has no evidence of this, but Ibn Rucham said in the time of the Mikdash actually would have been two brachot. Okay, so we were up to source 9, where we just want to flesh out some of the nafkaminas that would emerge from this. So we noted that when we're talking about the mitzvah of to saying that there's two separate mitzvot, so we could say that means like our practice is to count. I'm sorry. Even when we're counting the weeks, we said that could manifest in two ways. One would be to do the way we do it, which is today is 8 days, which is 1 week and 1 day to the Omer. But you could theoretically say, no, these are two completely independent things. You count the days, and then at the end of the week, you count the week, right? But not that every day, which is a fraction of a week, you count days and weeks. It could be that on day 8, you just say, today is day 8. And on day 14, you say, today is 14, which is 2 weeks. But on day 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, you only count days and not weeks. So you could, right? But you could conceptualize and say that if you're only counting, if you think weeks is a separate mitzvah, so maybe it's only a mitzvah at the end of a week. So I want to show you a few shitot about this. And then analyze them in light of the three models that we'd set up as the integrated mitzvah or weeks and days being separate in the two directions that we saw. So if you look at the Tur here in 9, the Tur quotes a few positions. So first of all, he quotes, Katav Aviha Ezri. The Aviha Ezri writes that Yesh Omrim Che'en Tzarech Lemenorah Yomim Rak Ad She'agya L'Shavua. He says you only count the week at the week, exactly as I just said, which the Rambam can't say because the Rambam thinks they're completely integrated. And therefore, every day you should be counting days and weeks and fractions of weeks. But if you think that weeks are separate, so then it could go either way. You could say that every day there's a mitzvah to count the fraction of the week. Or you could say, no, you only count at the week. The Aviyah Ezri clearly takes that position. He says, you don't count every day. Today is X days, which is a week and 1 day. He says the weeks you count at Shiva Yamim, Vaz Yomer, Yom Shiva Yamim, Shem Shavua Echad, Aval Mikan Vailach, Ein Tzarech Limnot Yamim Til Shavua Shavrayim Shavua Haba, El B'Yom Shmona Yomer, Yom Shavua Echad, V'Yom Echad. No, I'm sorry. I'm quoting the wrong position. The Aviyah Ezri says the opposite, right? The Aviyah Ezri seems to take a focus that the main mitzvah is weeks. Because what does he say? So he says, on day one, you say today is day one. On day two, today is two. Three, three. Four, four. Five, five. Six, six. Seven, you say a week. But what do you do on eight? So the Aviezri says, you don't say 8 days at all. You don't say Yom Shmoni Yamim. You just say Hayom Shavua Echad V'Yom Echad. Today is a week and a day. And you don't even say day eight. So according to the Aviezri, the main mitzvah is weeks. Right? It's the weeks. So either he thinks the main is weeks completely, or he thinks that they're integrated like the Rambam, but the way they're integrated is that once you're counting weeks, you only count days in light of weeks. V'chein betet, achi yegi yudalid, yom ara yom arbas, or yom shenish b'shnei shavuot. But he says, on day 14, you do say, today is 14, which is 2 weeks. And therefore, if I had to guess, I would say that the Aviezri thinks like the Rambam, that the mitzvot are integrated, but the emphasis is weeks. So the Rambam says every day you count days and weeks. He says that whenever you hit a week, so then you count days plus weeks, because there is this element of arba ayamim, right? He clearly thinks that days and weeks are part of the mitzvah, but the emphasis is on weeks, and therefore the first 6 days, obviously you only count days. Every end of a week, you count days plus weeks, 7, which is 1, 14, which is 2. But in the interim, in 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, you count today is a week and 6 days. So again, he seems to think they're integrated with the emphasis being on weeks. And that's how he manifests it. Uviyom tedvav, yomar hayom shnei shavuot v'yom echad v'chein l'olam. The position that I said, that if you think that weeks and days are completely separate, so maybe in the middle of the week, you don't even bother mentioning the weeks, right? You don't say today is 1 week and one day. You only say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, today is a week. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, today is 2 weeks, which would really focus on the position that days and weeks are completely separate, and therefore weeks are only a chiyuv to count when you finish a week. That's the next position in the tour. Some say you only count at the end. Kigon yom sheva, yomar hayom sheva yamim shein shavua achad. Meaning on day 7 you say today is 7 days, which is a week. Of yom chet, eino omer ela yom chet yamim. But on day 8 you just say today is 8 days. Ad sheyegia liyadalit, until you get to 14. The Balamor notes a different model, and he says, the Balamor actually endorses this position. The Balamor says you should count weeks only at the end of a week, but not in the middle. The Ran says in 11, Aperish anachon b'mitzvah l'mimnei shavuah, haynu b'tashlum kol shavua v'shavua. Again, he thinks, what does it mean to count weeks? At the end of a week. But he notes that our minhag is of a berova mekomot hechmir or alatzman. In most places, they're machmir, they're stringent, like us. Lomer b'chol yom ayom kach v'kach lo'omer, to say today is such and such, shehem kach v'kach shavuot v'yamim, which is this many weeks and days. Virov mefarshim. So here are the positions we have, right? You have the position that you should say every day, days and weeks. So today is 8 days, which is 1 week and one day. The position that you should only mention the weeks at the end of a week. So meaning on day eight, on day 7, you say today is 7 days, which is 1 week. On day 8, you just say today is 8 days. On 9, you say today is 9 days. On 10, you say today is 10 days. And when you get to 14, you say today is 14 days, which is 2 weeks. And then on day 15, again, you only say today is 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. And at 21, you say today is 21 days, which is 3 weeks. And then there's the position that you say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, you say today is 7 days, which is 1 week. And then on day 8, you say today is a week and a day, and you don't even mention days. You just, from then on, you just say 8, which is, you just say a week and a day, a week and 2 days, a week and 3 days, a week and 4 days, a week and 5 days, a week and 6 days. And then on day 14, you say today is 14 days, which is 2 weeks. And then you say 2 weeks and a day, 2 weeks and 2 days, 2 weeks and 3 days, etc. 21 days, which is 3 weeks, and so on. So, to explain these positions again, what you have is as follows. The Rambam thinks that Me'ikra Din, they are integrated. They're both mitzvot every day. Every day there's a mitzvah to count days, and every day there's a mitzvah to count weeks. And therefore, the Rambam thinks Me'ikra Din, you should count the way we do, which is today is 8 days, which is 1 week and 1 day. So every day you mention days and weeks, completely integrated. Okay? The first day in the tour, which is they're integrated, but with the emphasis on weeks. And therefore, day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you only count days. On day 7, you count day and week, 7, which is a week. After that, you focus on the weeks. Today is a week and a day, a week and 2 days. But the days are still there. It's still integrated because on day 14, you say today is 14 days, which is 2 weeks. And then you have the shitot that days and weeks are not integrated. And therefore, there are two aspects to the mitzvah. So every day you count, today is 1 day, 2 day, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, etc. But the mention of weeks, you only say on day 7, 14, 21, 28, 35, 42, and 49. Because they are separate mitzvot. So you see, basically, all the shito that we mentioned yesterday manifest themselves in the way in which you count the days and weeks. And as I said, the Balamor and the Ran endorse the position that you only count, you only mention the weeks on this on 7, 14, 21, 28, 35, and 42 and 49. But the Ran notes the minhag lahachmir, right? To be stringent is what we do, which is days and weeks. But the Rush, like the Rambam, says that the minhag is what we do, and that's number 12. Al sfirat haomer nahagu b'chol tfutzot hagalut limnot yomei u'shavuei b'chol laila. The minhag is to count days and weeks every night. Va'omar shehem kach v'kach shavuot v'kach v'kach yamim. Today, to say today is such and such days, such and such weeks, etc. Ve'lo shamanu adam she'er b'davar ela haraz alevi. And the only person I know of who challenged it, he says, is the Baal Hamor, which he sure is not true, but that's what he says. And if you want the summary of it. Here, I'll read you the summary. I didn't give you every position, but I'll read you a Targum summary to bring it all together. Okay? You're with me? You can see it, page 4 here. In terms of the method of counting, the Mordechai in Megillah cites an interesting variant in the name of Rabbeinu Ephraim. Though the number of days must be mentioned leading up to the first week, the day count may be suspended thereafter. Right? That's what we saw on the tour. The position is originally from the Mordechai quoting Rabbeinu Ephraim. So, namely, on day 8, one should count 1 week and 1 day without actually mentioning the number of days. On day 16, it should say 2 weeks and 2 days rather than mentioning the number 16. On the surface, it would appear that the entire counting revolves solely around the counting of weeks. Days are important only as subunits accumulating to larger units of weeks, right? So, that's what I said, that either it thinks it's integrated with an emphasis of weeks, or that the mitzvah is entirely weeks. Once a week is reached, the sub-elements which were incorporated into the achievements are no longer relevant. When Abaye mentions the mitzvah to count days and weeks, he means that we count days in order to more accurately and gradually arrive at the only important counting factor, the weeks. Right? So there's two ways to understand this position of Rabbeinu Ephraim. either that the mitzvah is really only about weeks, or that it's about days and weeks with the emphasis being weeks. I mean, that's what he says in the next one, right? So there's two formulations. One is that the mitzvah is only weeks. The other is a more moderate formulation of Rabbeinu Ephraim's position would be that there exist two components in the mitzvah of Sefirat Omer, a more literal rendition of Abaye's view, but they are integrated. Once milestones, weeks, are passed, the previous days are not mentioned. This does not assume that the day counting is irrelevant. Rather, they are implied within the mention of units of weeks. However, had the day and weeks counted been viewed as completely separate experiences, Rabbeinu Ephraim's position would be extremely difficult to defend. Evidently, he agrees in spirit with the Rambam stance, and that's really how I understand Rabbeinu Ephraim as well. So again, to summarize, you have an extreme position of understanding Rabbeinu Ephraim, which is the mitzvah is only weeks, and that's why the first 6 days you count days, and after that you only count days in light of weeks, right? So on day eight, you just say, today is a week and a day, and you don't even bother saying eight. I think that's unlikely. I think it's more likely this more moderate formulation, which is that Rabbeinu Ephraim thinks that days and weeks are integrated, but maybe the emphasis is weeks, or as Ray Targan says, weeks imply days. And therefore, you say one, two, three, four, five, six, but then after day seven, you start saying a week and a day, which implies days. So again, either you say days and weeks are integrated, but weeks are primary, or you say that weeks imply days, and therefore you don't have to say it. The fully integrated position, which is our minhag based on the Rosh and the Rambam, is to, or according to the Ran, it's just a chumrah, which is every day to count both in terms of days and weeks, right? So day eight is 8 days, which is a week and a day. And then there's the position to say that days and weeks are separate, which means that every day, which isn't a whole week, you only count the days, and then you count the weeks on 7, 14, 21, 28, 35, 42, and 49. Then Ray Targan notes that this question influences two very interesting technical issues regarding Sefirat HaOmer. First, what happens if a person counts only days or only weeks? Conceivably, adopting Rabbeinu Yerucham's position would demand greater stringency. Namely, only one mitzvah has been fulfilled while the other has been completely ignored. According to the Rambam, however, only one mitzvah exists to mark the passing of time. Ideally, the time should be marked through two different schemes, but bidyavad, meaning ex post facto, one scheme might suffice. On the other hand, even if we adopt the Rambam's position, we might demand the more elaborate form of counting, even bidyavad. The Magen Avraham rules that either compromise counting suffices bidyavad, but many authorities disagree with his position, right? So the first point that Ray Targan makes is that if you think that days and weeks are completely separate, so then if you miss day 14, you've completely missed the mitzvah of weeks, even if you've been counting days every day, because these are two separate mitzvot, so you can miss out on one without the other. According to the Rambam and the Rosh, that they're integrated, so he notes you could go in two different directions. One is like the Magen Avraham, which is ideally you should count every day in light of days and weeks, right? Eight, which is a week and a day. But if you don't, it's not the biggest deal because bidyavad, it's an integrated mitzvah and you at least did part of it. But there are some who argue and say, no, it's integrated and you need the complete mitzvah at all times, even bidyavad. And he notes that this is a machlokes achronim, let's call it Magen Avraham against Pri Chadash. Okay, the last issue that I want to deal with is the following. We haven't done this issue fully yet, so I can't do all the issues. But you probably know this from growing up, right? What's the halacha if you forget a day of Sefirat Omer? What do we tell people to do? You know this from growing up. If you forget counting a full day of Sefirat Omer, what do we tell you to do?
still count, but you don't make the bracha.
Correct. Why don't you make the bracha?
Because contingent on that, it's all connected.
Good. So this is something we haven't done yet. But we're choshesh for the position that either it's all one big mitzvah or you need continuity. We'll talk about this later. But the position of the Bahag, that if you forget a day, you're not allowed to continue counting. So therefore, because there are some Rishonim who say you can continue counting, we tell you to keep counting. But because the Bahag tells you that you're not allowed to continue counting, we tell you to count without a bracha. Correct. But the Beis HaLevi has the following chiddush. He says, okay, but what happens if it's day 14? Meaning, you've missed a day. You missed day 12. But you've never missed counting on the day of the week. Right? Or it's day 23. Or it's day 36. Or So what he says is the following. Is he says, here he thinks that you're allowed to count with a bracha. Why? Because you have another suffix. Because you have the first suffix, which is, are you allowed to continue counting even when you forgot a day? But there's a second suffix, which is, even if you're not allowed to continue counting once you missed a day, maybe we paskin like Rabbeinu Yerucham, and therefore at the end of each week it's a different mitzvah, and therefore even though you might have missed one of the days, so on a normal day, on day 23, you wouldn't, you know, if you forget day 20, sorry. So according to the Bahag, if you forget day 23, you can't count with the bracha on day 24, but on day 28, because you didn't miss day 7, 14, or 21, so according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, you are allowed to count with a bracha, because even if you missed the day count, you didn't miss the week count. So therefore, the Beis HaLevi suggests that maybe at least the weeks, right, at least the weeks, we should say that you're allowed to count with a bracha, because now you have this added suffix, which is both, maybe you are always allowed to make a bracha even if you forgot a day, because the days are, the mitzvot are completely independent of each other, and two, even if they're not, maybe the weeks are independent of the days. So the fact that you missed day 23 doesn't affect the week count, because you didn't miss 7, 21, 10, 14, 21, and therefore on day 28, you can count with a bracha. So those are... No, according to this, maybe you still wouldn't count with bracha on the days, right, that are on the days that are not a full week, but maybe on the end of the week, you could count with a bracha, because you have the other scheme, the week scheme. That is,
so what if you vice versa said that? That the, you missed the week, but you didn't miss the days. You'd have to count for the days also.
So there, presumably, be fine, right? Because then, b'diavad, that's the machlokei magen avraham pri chadash we said before. That if you always counted days, so then you've never missed a day, at least b'diavad. Even if you missed, today is a week and a day. But we're talking about the opposite. You missed a whole day, but you've never missed the weeks. So what do? So you could argue, you know, we have a little bit of time, so maybe let's look at it inside. I'll pull it up for you. The Beis HaLevi. 139. Wait, can you see the Beis HaLevi, or you still see the source sheet? Like the Hebrew version. Do you actually see the original? Here, I'm adding it now.
No.
Here. Here's the original. So we'll read it together, okay? Chakira achak tana b'dileg yom echad v'lo sefer. I have this little suffix about if you miss a day. So he says, "Hey, chadidolag yom echav lo safar bo klal adin mavur b'shulchan aruch mikan vayelech yisper below bracha de lo heve kimimot." Right? We pask in shulchan aruch that if you miss a day entirely, so then you can't count with a bracha because you missed completeness. V'nistapakti. I have the following doubt. Kaimel on mitzvah l'mimne yomei mitzvah l'mimne shavuot. We say you should count days and weeks. Ha'heve rak b'chol yom shenishlam bo ha'shavua sheyimne kama shavuot him la'omer. V'im kim v'im dilek b'yom shelo nishlam bo ha'shavua nehi dehivsid minyan ha'yomim mikol makom minyan ha'shavuot lo hivsid. So if I missed counting day 8, I missed the day count, but the weeks are complete because I counted week 1. V'chol yom dinishlam bo ha'shavua efshad yachol avarech. So maybe on the end of every week I could count. Umatzati barabinu Yerucham, and I found that Rabbeinu Yerucham shiksha. Lama ein mevarchin shnei bracha. Why don't you say two separate bracha, days and weeks? Kamin deim shnei mitzvot. Kamo tefillin shel yad v'shel rosh. V'teiret tichshiv sheva shavot. Right, we've seen Rabbeinu Yerucham, who said that nowadays there's only one mitzvah of days, but you're right, these are fundamentally two different mitzvah, days and weeks. And therefore he says, and therefore he says at the end, "Amnam la poskim b'sfira le dechol da sfira evi b'zman hazeh rak d'rabana and afil achid and varchan imkin in lachag b'nim yishvui." He said, "La halacha, we clearly seem to integrate days and weeks, not like Rabbeinu Yerucham." But he said, "Mikol magum vur betor demana yamin below shavuot shavuot below yamin yatzav." And he didn't know garav is that. He said, "But maybe in our case, you know, if you count the weeks and you miss the days, it's not worse than the case of the partial counting." And therefore, he says, "I think you're allowed to make a bracha." Davak abdul darim yiruchem eini yachol avarech mikol magum ro poskim cholkin alav b'mashem chag v'shul liyomein. Right. So he actually right. He actually doesn't answer this question. He says, we paskin that as long as you count one, you can continue like the Magen Avraham, but his nafkamina, right, raised the possibility that maybe at the end of the week you would actually be allowed to count. Right, because you didn't miss the week count. Okay, so again, to summarize what we've seen is we've seen different models. Right, they're that the days and weeks are completely integrated. They're completely separate, and these manifest in different ways. So we saw the completely integrated position is that you should count days and weeks every day, including today is day 8, which is a week and a day. The completely separate position, which is on day 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, you only count days, and on day 14 you count weeks. The possibility that weeks are primary, which is one way of understanding Rabbeinu Ephraim, who says that you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, but then starting on day 8, you just say today is a week and a day, which either is because he thinks weeks is primary, or, which I think is more likely, he also thinks that days and weeks are integrated. But either weeks are primary, but not exclusive, or weeks imply days. And then we saw at the end this these two other nafkaminas, which is what if you count in an imperfect way, right? You say today is 8 days, but you forgot to say a week and a day. So according to the Rambam, according to Magen Avraham, you at least have done something. So b'diavad, it's okay. The Pri Chadar seems to not think that way, which thinks that the full count of days and weeks is integral. And the second issue is maybe, even if you think you aren't allowed to make a bracha after you've forgotten a day, maybe that wouldn't be true at the end of a week because it's a separate mitzvah. So maybe. Okay. The topic, that's what I have to say about days and weeks. The other topic I want to deal with is this question of are the days related to each other or not? And why is it that you don't make a bracha once you forgot a day? Where does that come from? And that relates to the connection between the 49 days. Is it one mitzvah? Is it 49 days? Or as we'll see, some other more careful formulations of this.